It's some urban myth that has gotten out there, and I am doing my part to get rid of all these urban physical fitness myths.
Created live on Fireside.
Welcome, everybody. Talking about one of the most effective stretches that I personally have done. I was living the cubicle life, doing jiu-jitsu, and of course, running marathons. In case this is your first time joining, I've completed 59 marathons and a blue belt in jiu-jitsu. So I would go do my cubicle job at the bank, and then after work, I would go to jiu-jitsu or run, or vice versa, do it before and after. Because of that, sitting down all day, living in Los Angeles, California, your hip flexors get really tight, your quads get tight, everything pretty much gets tight. I was looking into ways that I can basically loosen up my hips because my hips were giving me so much trouble. Someone showed me, and I've been trying to remember who or when, and I couldn't remember who showed it to me.
1 hour later.
I personally think it was probably my friend Chico. He is a martial arts instructor. He owns his own dojo in Covina, California, to Vilatorio Bushido Martial Arts. Shout out to you. He would always do some great killer workouts for me. And I always told him, where did you learn that new workout that you showed me? Torture.com, because he'd always come with some really painful yet pleasurable type of workouts. Very, very good trainer. And I still can't remember where I learned this from. It's called the couch stretch. And of course, if you've been following the show or if you're new to the show, welcome. I always like to go into the origins. Why? I believe in asking why. Why is this effective? Or why are we doing this? Or so many different things that I've learned along the way in life that apply to fitness, that maybe we're just doing it because of some sort of tradition. And as Bruce Lee talked for many times, that sometimes just being stuck in tradition isn't helpful. I'm trying to think of the words that he said. You're caught up in the whole tradition versus what is effective. And just out of the respect for tradition, it can't evolve because you don't want to adapt and grow into better or more effective styles and whatever it may be. Now him, he was talking about martial arts, and we can see by the evolution of MMA, which to me is Jeet Kune Do, but with the evolution of the ground game in UFC, that he definitely knew what he was talking about. Looking into the couch stretch, of course, I'm deep diving. I contact the research team, everybody in the research team, red alert. I want you guys to look into it. And when I say contact the research team, we're talking about me. I am the research team. I go on right away this thing called the internet, and I check Google Scholar, regular internet websites, YouTube, and I start looking into the couch stretch. And I'm trying to find the origins because, of course, I want to let you know the origins of it. And I can't really find it. Find a lot of good videos explaining how to do it. And I will show you some of it as you're watching the replay on YouTube or Spotify. Once I edit it, you'll be able to see it. You can also go to Coach Ray Z YouTube, subscribe, follow. And I will be demonstrating the actual couch stretch, how to do it, different variations. And then as well as I'll be doing some shorts for TikTok and other social media. So you can find me everywhere at Coach Ray Z or Athletic Definition. And I like to kind of hear talk more about either the effectiveness and prices, things like that. And then on the other channel, you can actually see the demonstrations. Although once I'm editing, I always like to include it. So you never know what you will catch on the replay. But thank you for everybody joining me live here on Fireside and on Twitch and every other streaming platform that I'm on right now. Thank you for joining. Going back to the couch stretch. So I'm looking at the couch stretch, and there's a physical therapist. Now, yes, he has the whole paper and degree and everything else. So I'm not saying that I know more than him, but at the same time, I don't have that paper degree, but putting myself through 59 marathons and jiu-jitsu and every other boxing that I've done, I've learned a lot about my body recovery. So I've done it through experience versus the paper. Now he's talking about the couch stretch and how to do it. Started off like everybody else, but then he throws this loophole into it saying that the true couch stretch is when you elevate one foot. And I'll show you on the video, you can elevate it with, say, like a yoga block or maybe a stool. Once you really are already loosened up, because that's supposed to be an advanced move. I had never really heard of that or seen it. So of course, immediately I had to go try it. I was able to pull it off. Now, just in general, of course, always it's in my disclaimer when you watch it, but for anybody, consult your physician before starting any sort of exercise program. If you have bad knees, the couch stretch is not something recommended. There are some other exercises you can do to work up to it, although it's all connected. The couch stretch, when you first start off with it, may not even look like the couch stretch. And to me, the goal usually is to put your, one of the goals is to put your back all the way to the wall. But to me, that's not necessarily the goal. To me, the necessary goal is that I'm feeling stronger and that I'm feeling more flexible and less tight and that I'm not having the issues. So what if I can't go all the way, if it's relieving lower back pain or knee issues? Because a lot of people just start doing the stretch and they realize, oh, it's just tight hip flexors or tight quads. When you do it, just depending on how tight you are, you might just only be able to get a quad stretch. As you are able to lean your back more towards the back, then you're getting and kind of lean into it. You'll see all on the video when you check it out, you're doing more of a hip flexor stretch. And so this guy says, oh, well, this is the true couch when you're actually doing the full hip extension. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to get your muscle to recognize that it needs to be able to get into this position. It needs to be able to activate and hit this position when you want it to. So you can be, you know, more faster, explosive for athletic performance versus just if you have a cubicle job and you're trying to loosen up. And of course, he mentions this is the true couch stretch. And I'm like, where is he getting this from? So I keep going deeper and deeper. And I find this guy on Instagram doesn't have too many views, which is kind of better. But on the, oh, and if you guys know, I'm the most innovative podcaster, fitness fanatic on Fireside. And I'll say in the whole world. So, of course, I use AI. I use everything, ChatGPT, Bart. I used AI, and I asked them, give me the origins of the couch stretch. It told me that it seems to have been somewhere in the 2000s that it came up. No one really knows where. Someone at home with a stretching and this and that came up with it. The guy, the physical therapist, says the same thing. Read a couple other articles, says the same thing. So then, as the excellent research team I have, I start going through the decades and I start searching Google for articles that I can find and which is the first article on the couch stretch. So I just started in the 80s. So I go from the 80s all the way to 90s. Don't find nothing from the 90s to 2000s. Don't find nothing. And then in the 2000s to 2010, I find something. I find an article from like 2014 and it's demonstrating it. But it has a different name and it's called the King Arthur pose. And it's basically the same thing. So then I start doing the same thing, looking at the King Arthur stretch, using AI, using all the research that I do, checking for videos. And you can see way older videos of the King Arthur stretch than you can of the couch stretch. And so to me, that goes to prove, and I'm from all the research I've done, I am 99% sure that the couch stretch is a myth. No one created it at home. Although I'll show you on the video, you can use the couch very effectively to do the stretch and a lot of the padding is already built in. But to me, that's just fake news. That is not true. There's no evidence that someone actually started this because it predates it and it's the King Arthur stretch. Which now leads me to more. So this will be part one, because then I started looking into that. And of course, yoga has its own mysteries. And that doesn't, you know, the origins should be, if I'm correct, should be from India. And if that is the case, the King Arthur stretch doesn't really have anything to do with it. So that's a strange name for me. Usually everything else has like some sort of animal related pose, like, you know, the pigeon pose or, you know, something with the sun. with yoga. But as far as that, I'm going to have to look into it because, of course, I started researching it, AI, regular internet, Google Scholars, everything. They don't really know why it's named that. Some people say that King Arthur was really athletic and I forget what else. And then some other people say it, that it's, first of all, just depending on who you talk to or who you watch, I'm going to say it's a rather aggressive stretch, especially if you are inactive or immobile. And to me, that is the reason why I didn't do it very often. I would say you could do it maybe 2 to 3 times a week. If you could do that, you'll be in pretty good shape. And one of the reasons why I didn't do it in the beginning is because if it's aggressive and it's painful, or it could be, at least for me, it hurts. And then as you start realizing maybe you can go back on one side or one side's easy, why is my other side so bad? Then you start realizing you're uneven. You're not aligned. Your body's in aligned. So of course that'll cause issues as well. It could be a very aggressive, difficult one. Most of the people that I have put through when I'm working them out or do a workout with them and I show them that, they can't get into the full, let's put my back against the wall pose. Most of them can barely come up. So they're getting like a lower quad stretch, you know? And that's okay because I started like that. I have video of me doing this throughout the years. And sometimes I needed, one of the things that I'll show you as a tip, little sneak peek, is I used a cane. I went to like a 99-cent store, bought a cane, and that cane helped me prime myself up, keep myself straight up. And so little by little, I was able to go back further and further. You can use other stuff like martial arts, maybe a bow staff. You can use a strong stick. You'll get a better idea when you see the video. But that is something you can do until you're able to go all the way back. And that is just, you'd be surprised if you don't have bad knees and, you know, your doctor says it's okay, try it out. You'd be surprised. My hips are way better than they were. I was constantly complaining about how tight my hips were. Always, always. And thinking with me being so active, I wouldn't have to worry about that. But that was not logical thinking, because by me sitting down all day and being active, and then the type of workouts that I was doing, endurance training, marathon training, that a lot of big toll on your hips, especially if you're not well balanced on your lower body, and then as well on your quads. So by doing this, to me, it's one of the most effective stretches. I really feel better. I can tell the difference. Some days I'm tight and I can tell when I'm off, and then I know to work on that side a little bit more. Highly recommend this one, as I mentioned, once you go through all the proper things, that way you don't hurt yourself more. And if you've never done this and you want to try it, as I mentioned, it's aggressive. It could definitely, you'll definitely feel the stretch. But don't get discouraged by that, and don't get discouraged because everybody that I see pretty much doing it, and in fact, just like any sort of fitness, they all do it like perfectly. The girl in the yoga, she did it perfectly with not having any issue putting her foot on the wall. A lot of people don't even have that dorsiflexion or plantar flexion to be able to put their foot on the wall, which I'll show you. I think I saw Ben Patrick demonstrated, or someone else, out of all the videos I've seen. But in jiu-jitsu, we call it a windshield wiper. So it's an alternative that I'll demonstrate in the video, where you can, if you have a hard time just putting your foot up on the wall with a windshield wiper, which is basically a windshield wiper, it's easier to get your foot at that angle. The more you can get it straight, the more aggressive it'll be. So sometimes you won't even be doing the full couch. I don't know, we'll call it the recliner or just the footrest, but it's still stretching you out. Highly recommend it. Be on the lookout for the videos. I'll have that all out, all the videos, by hopefully next week. It is 4th of July weekend, so I want to wish everybody a safe and happy 4th of July. Thank you for all the support. This is episode, I believe, 198. We're approaching episode 200, and wow, what a journey. It's been very exciting to be growing as a podcaster, as an endurance athlete, as a coach, and here as a firesider, getting to see just the growth of the platform from where it started to where it is now, and just knowing that I'm get to be a part of it. It's cool. It's kind of like thinking how Mr. Beast made YouTube and YouTube made Mr. Beast. It was a mutual thing. You know, it was a mutual coming together and just working well. And to me, I really enjoy being here on Fireside. I love the interactiveness of the platform. So be sure to follow me, request access, download access to Fireside. So when you have a question about something, a topic that we're talking about, or next Friday, I'll be having Ruby Ruiz, yoga instructor, coming on. And then I'll be having rescheduling Dean Karnazes, the ultra marathon man, and many more guests coming. So anytime I have guests and you want to be part of the audience, participate, be sure to request it and follow me here, because you never know when I do improv shows. So just think of this as part one of part two of the King Arthur versus the couch stretch. Basically, do them both. They're both effective. They're exactly the same thing. It's just the name. At some point, someone gave it the couch stretch, and I don't really care what you call it as long as you do it. Since I'm like a nerd into history, and maybe I'll be the first to. One is I want to know, which I don't think I'll be able to find out no matter what, why it started getting called the couch stretch. Two is why it's called the King Arthur stretch. I'm just assuming some sort of yogi at some point came across King Arthur. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe King Arthur threatened to behead him if he didn't name a stretch after him, or I really want to know. Who knows if I could really find that out. Some things may never be found out. We can get to the closest information, or maybe you've heard of the King Arthur stretch and never heard of the couch stretch, and now you know a little bit more. You can do them both. It's the same thing. So one is not better than the other. What did we learn today? We learned that the King Arthur stretch and the couch stretch are one and the same. One is not better than the other. It's some urban myth that has gotten out there, and I am doing my part to get rid of all these urban physical fitness myths. Thank you for joining. Till next time, Coach Ray Z, Athletic Definition. I'm out.